Justin Verlander locked in against the Dodgers Sunday. The Tigers' right-hander has not allowed a hit with two outs in the sixth inning, but that's when Curtis Granderson steps up for LA.
2-2, fly ball deep, hooking down the right field line, and gone! It hit the foul pole!
My goodness.
Curtis Granderson, first hit of the day. Perfect for Kenta Maeda so far. Until now, line drive, base hit into left center. On the first pitch, John Hicks.
Trying to claw back with a single and double, no one out, and here's Machado. Ripped hard and by Turner into the left field corner. Two runs will score.
Justin Upton up.
Hit well to left field. Back goes Granderson. Will it stay fair? It is gone. Touch them all.
One for three for Miguel.
High fly ball deep to right center field. A long run for Hernandez and Puig, and falls. Here they come together. Two of them score.
Miguel Cabrera finishes 2-for-4 with two RBIs. 6-1 Tigers is your final. The Tigers avoid the series sweep and snap a 6-game losing streak. Justin Verlander allows just the one run on two hits over 8 innings. He's 30-5 lifetime against National League teams. Sunday's win brings the Tigers' record for the year to 54-69. Here's their manager, Brad Ausmus.
It was a pitcher's duel. You went from no hitter all the way through five, then all of a sudden, within about six hitters, you scored. There was five runs scored between the two teams, I think. I thought Verlander was outstanding. He was attacking the hitters. Slider was really good today. He looked like Justin Verlander.
Just walk us through the Granderson at bat that got him for the one run that he gave up in this one.
Well, I mean, Granny put a good swing on it. You know, tip your cap to him. He's a good player. He's been a good player for a long time. The fans here know that. They've seen him. He put a good swing on it.
What were guys saying when they came back from their at bats as far as what they were seeing from Maeda up there today?
Oh, he's got good, he throws two different sliders. One's more of a cutter and one's more of a bigger slider. But his fastball up, he's kind of sneaky and he's able to throw it up in the zone. Guys swing under it. Gets on you a little quicker than you expect.
In that six, you got, Hicks, Romine, Dixon Machado, these, guys that are not necessarily the regular ones everyone is used to producing. It's got to feel good for you guys.
That's true. If you're the team, the season hasn't gone great for us, but you need production from other places than just the guys you expect. That's a necessity. And today they did a nice job.
Brad, when you look at the run that Upton's on right now, is he just locked in right now, or is this just how good this guy is, or what are you seeing from him that's made him so hot for your team?
Well, he's a good player. He's been a good player for almost 10 years or for 10 years now. And this season, he's just been as consistent as can be. I can't imagine a player in baseball being as consistent from day one to today. Like Up has. He's every day you feel like he's going to do something.
Miguel Cabrera, that wild pitch gets his way down to third there late in the game. I guess what you think when he's running down there, is there any hesitation on his part, given his body or anything like that, or what your thought was?
No, Miggy still plays the game the way you're supposed to. He's, he wants to get to 30, sees the ball get away from the catcher, thinks he's an opportunity to move up 90 feet, and he did.
Back to JV, Andrew Roman after the game said that it's like he's not on this planet when he's pitching that way. As a former longtime catcher, to watch when he's locked in, what's that like?
They're the easiest guys to catch. You feel like you can't do anything wrong. You can't put down the wrong fingers because he's executing all his pitches.
Justin Verlander has now won four of his last five starts. He improves to 9-8 on the season with a 3.96 ERA.
Felt great. Went out there against the best team in baseball, and really this morning just kind of told myself I'm going to try to take a playoff-type intensity out there and not let these guys sweep us. And it's impossible to really create playoff atmosphere without being in the playoffs. But, I tried my best to do that, and just kind of there's that much more focus and intensity in every pitch. And, for whatever reason, I guess that kind of locked me in a little more. It's just one of those things. It's kind of draining to pitch that way. That's why, some people would say, well, why don't you just pitch like that every game? Well, I do focus and put everything I can into every single pitch. But that kind of intensity, it would be really hard to keep going for an entire season. But, today, that was my mentality.
What was the bigger motivating factor, facing the best team in baseball or avoiding a sweep for you?
Well, both. those are the same comment. Both go hand in hand.
I know you said before you don't focus on the no-hitters in the middle of it, but to have Curtis Granderson, a guy that you know so well and seen your stuff, kind of break that up, did that, you know, afterwards, did tip your hat a little bit to him?
Yeah, I yelled. Oh, I didn't tip my hat up. I yelled at him on his way off the field. You know, he knows it was all in good jest, but, you know, at least it wasn't a bad pitch. You know, it's kind of one of those things you can always second guess and go back and kind of kick yourself in the butt, but, you know, I looked at the pitch and it was a pretty good pitch. You know, he just put a good swing on it, so you got to tip your cap.
One thing in particular working for you today, was it everything working for you, or what were you really working with today?
I really had good life on the fastball, and I think my slider was best it's been. You know, I used that a lot and just kind of, you know, really used my fastball a lot, used my slider a lot, curveball and changeup just to kind of slow guys down a little bit more. But I was having good success with those and wasn't really going to deviate until I saw an adjustment.
Roman just told me, you know, when you're locked in like the way you were today, you're on another planet. When you're out there and you're dialed in the way you are, does it feel different sometimes, or what's that like?
Not that it feels different, but, you know, especially in today's game, the way it was going for the first five innings, the margin for error is so slim, and you're just kind of really kind of staying focused on what you're doing, and you're getting even more of a rhythm because you're back out there so quickly. You know, at the same time, you got to remind yourself, and that's kind of one of the things that that's why, you know, playoff games are so draining, because you really have to remind yourself that every single pitch can mean the difference in a win or loss. And that's kind of how it felt today, especially the way the game was going early on. So you make a bad pitch and a guy hits a home run, you know, you very well could lose 1-0, right? We had that happen here against Boston when I pitched in the playoffs. So I wouldn't say it's different. It's just, a little more hyper-focus, I guess you could say.
Upton and Cabrera are supposed to produce as far as the offense goes, but when a guy like Dixon Machado ends up with the game-winning knock and has a two-run double like that and gets you on the board and gets you some support, how do you feel for a guy like that in a game like this?
I feel great. You know, really, Dixon's gone out there all year and produced when he's had the opportunity to be in the game, and that's saying a lot more than what you think. It's great to be out there and produce, but to not be an everyday player and to go out there when your number's called and be ready to play and contribute the way he has this whole year, that's pretty hard to do. I don't think a lot of people appreciate the game of baseball and how playing every day and just the timing of it as a hitter, as a pitcher, everything, what you're searching for. So when you're not playing every day, that timing is hard to come by. So it's been really impressive what he's done, and I've been really happy for him all year. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch. I see him in the clubhouse getting more and more comfortable, and I think he's going to be a really, really good ball player.
Justin, even when those guys makes out, they seem to make pitchers work a lot and throw a lot of pitches. What was the game plan that worked so well for you and Fulmer yesterday as well?
You know, I think just attack. You know, I watched Michael yesterday really just kind of pound the zone, force those guys to make contact, force them to be on their heels, not really let them not trying to let them breathe. You know, that's easier said than done. Sometimes when you're that aggressive, they start getting some hits together. It works against you. But my game plan today going into the game was just attack the zone and be aggressive.
The Tigers could not solve Kenta Maeda until the sixth inning on Sunday, and Dixon Machado would open the scoring with a two-run double.
Yeah, he was pitching pretty good, but I was looking for a pitch down the middle that I can hit. I was thinking of a ground ball to shortstop, but he leave it there, and I pull it, and I went through it.
In all your previous at-bats and what guys were saying in the dugout, what was making Maeda so hard to hit today?
He was pitching down in the zone, you know, like he was mixing the slider and the fastball pretty good, so good for him, but we got in after that.
You sure did. You got in on the act, and as did Justin Upton. What are your thoughts of what Justin Upton's been doing for this team of late?
Justin is great, you know, he's a great hitter. He's been really hot lately, so I hope that he keeps doing this.
Let me get your thoughts on the other Justin today, Verlander, and the way he was dealing through eight complete innings.
He's a great pitcher, you know, that's normal on him, so I'm really happy for him. I hope that he keeps doing it.
You were right behind him today. What were you seeing that made him so effective?
He was throwing everything for a strike. He was throwing the ball wherever he wants to, so that makes him great.
How good for your team to close out this series by getting a win over the Dodgers and avoiding the sweep here today?
It always gives you confidence, you know, like after those bad streaks and you come back and win a game, that makes you feel pretty good.
The Tigers will be off until Tuesday when they play host to the Yankees. Matthew Boyd will make the start in the opener.